WZAB, Sweetwater, South Florida's only entrepreneur's station, is 880 The Biz.
880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, thank you as always, Wanda. Thank you. Thank you to all my legions of fans as well. We've got an amazing show. It's International Women's Week, right, Wanda?
Yes.
Okay, glad you were able to get to the mic there. It's International Women's Week. Tomorrow's International Women's Day, so we're having International Women's Focus today. I'm not a woman, but Wanda is.
Today, Yenny.
Okay, well, that's a good thing, Wanda. So Wanda will be involved in some of the interviews today, and we've got a great lineup. We've got Rebecca Carlson on, mother of three, works until the middle of the night. I get stuff from her all night long. She's a beast, at least as far as she works. She's a lovely person otherwise. And we're going to talk today about her team at Carlson Integrated, what Carlson Integrated means and what they're doing for me to help me integrate all my social media and the rest of my branding stuff. And then we're going to talk with Natalie Nation, the millennial guru.
Yeah.
That's right. This lady, Wanda found this lady. So Wanda gets the high five for this one. That's right, Wanda. This lady's tremendous. You're going to want to hear her. We may even put on an event with this lady. So Wanda, take it away. We'll bring it back. We're going to have a great show. We got Becca's holding. I'm going crazy over here. Wanda. Yes, I'm working for a living. How about you? If you're at your office, hey, get up and leave. And if you're not, take your time and drive home in a kind of mellow fashion. Hey, and if you're driving, you should be talking to my friends at Warren Henry. That's right, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. I'll be checking them out tomorrow at Supercar Saturday.
Me too.
That's right. And Polo will join us too out at Lamborghini Broward. Out on Griffin Road and 75, it's a tremendous time. Look at my Facebook post. It's like going out there, a bunch of bubble gum roaring the whole time. Great time for the kids, too. If you're looking for something for the kids, come on out there. Got to check out Warren Henry. They got Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They got an Audi store up in Gainesville that's tremendous. I love the word tremendous, as you can tell. And they've got a store in Key West. Well, that store carries just about everything. What do all those cars have in common? Well, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That's a complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years, so join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda!
Ladies of the night, grease monkey, ex-junkie, winner of the fight. Walking on the streets, it's really all the same. Set souls, rock and roll, any other game. Working for a living.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
Today's show is brought to you by this weekend's Daylight Saving Time Change. Hey, remember when you used to spring forward and it actually was in the spring?
On 880, The Biz.
If you're considering a podcast, contact us to see how easy it is to get started. Podcasting gets more popular every day, and all of the tools that you need to create a great podcast are right here at Salem Media. Our special introductory package includes a month worth of podcasts, production, distribution, and management, and even a co-host if needed. You're welcome. All for $175. Don't wait. Take advantage of this great offer now. 305-644-0800. The Premier Podcast Studios. Salem Media. That's 305-644-0800. 880thebiz.com.
Take advantage now. That's right. It's a great thing you do for people, Wanda. I'm really have a lot of friends that have really enjoyed being there with you on the podcast.
Hey, that's good to hear. We've got a lot of good ones.
It is. It's terrific. Hey, if you're looking for real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'll tell you what I've been doing. I've got a friend of mine, makes a lot of money, but doesn't take it down all the way down on his taxes because it's offset. It's the way that people do taxes. The bottom line is if you have great income but have a hard time proving it to the bank, give me a call at 305-773-6300. We know how to make that look just right for the bank. We can help you get your financing. Just did a deal just a couple of weeks ago where we were able to close in about a month for a friend. I'm looking to do it for you too. That's right, because when you give me a call at 305-773-6300, when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, before we get started, Wanda, you got to tell everybody where they can vote for Polo, the dog chef.
Ooh, this is very exciting. Actually, you could go to my Facebook page, Wanda Miles. Check it out there. Maybe we can get it on...
Oh, you're going to put it on my Facebook page? You already texted...
Can we put it on Freed on Business?
I've already asked Becca to put it on Freed on Business.
Fantastic.
And on Wanda Wednesday, Becca, we're going to talk about this. Wanda Wednesday.
I can't wait.
On Wanda Wednesday, we are going to send it out to our 6,000 people on the email blast.
Wow. I feel famous just thinking about it.
You are famous, and we are thinking about it. Welcome to the show. I hear her laughing in the background, Rebecca Carlson, the lady that makes me look even better looking than I am.
I don't think I can do that.
Hey now, anybody can do that.
Impossible.
Thank you so much. I am one handsome devil. I am one handsome devil. Thank you so much, Becca. But I'm taken by my beautiful Cuban wife, my Cuban Jew wife. I love her so much. So now,
she's stunning.
Yes, she is stunning. She's absolutely amazing. And the best part is I get to cuddle next to her and underneath the covers, and we turn down the AC real cold and pull the drapes, and you never know what's going to happen.
Okay, all right.
Hey, okay now. Well, we got that out. We got that
back
out on the radio.
Show.
Oh, boy. I bet everybody wants more of that. So, Becca, let's bring everybody up to date. A few weeks ago, you and I cut a deal. We're taking the game to the next level. We're going to reevaluate everything we're doing. And the first thing you did was why don't you tell people what the first thing you did was? Because it surprised me. And I said, wait, less is more? And you said, yes.
So the first thing that we did was review the content that has been active on all of your social media feeds. And I think you were surprised when we came back to you with a calendar with a little bit less content.
Yes. Yes. What you've done is you've made it one thing a day when I was doing 9 on some of them, 10 things a day. And you've skinnied it down, but I guess maybe you're focused more.
So what we decided to do, and what we do with all of our clients, is to really key in on their message point and then to kind of create a routine and a schedule on when people can expect to hear something on that specific message point. So for you, when we explore Freedom Business, we explored the website. Obviously, it's a little easier for you and me because we have this existing relationship, and I've gotten to be a part of Freedom Business for a number of months now. So I have a good sense of what's going on. With a new client, it would be a little bit different. And then we'd have to ask even more questions. But because I've been working with you, I was able to go in and really kind of pull out the common themes of what's going on in Freedom Business. And we were able to develop a calendar saying, okay, so how should we start our week? Well, the launch of the week, we should probably highlight previous guests. We want to do some replaying. We want to make sure that they're out there and that it's not conflicting with this week's message, because, of course, with the show on Thursday, the most important thing is that we get people here and able to be participating and enjoying your show. That's our top priority. So we can't interfere with that by confusing the marketplace, but we do want to make sure that we're highlighting some people too.
Great. That's great. And then, with my other business being real estate, are we going to bring that into the picture somehow as well?
So one of the best things about doing social media for you is that you have two very specific entities that you're really posting for. So you're not just posting for Freedom Business, although that is key and crucial, but we could actually create a second calendar, completely differentiated, that talks about you as a person and as a personality, that highlights Sandstone and that highlights some of your guest appearances and gym around town. So we actually have two completely different calendars, and you have multiple social media accounts that these can post to, and they correlate and they integrate, and the messaging is consistent for each of those calendars, and then they're able to kind of cross-fertilize each other as far as the different audiences go.
Well, you use the word integrate. Is that sort of what we're talking about here with Carlson Integrated?
It's been my entire goal for my whole platform. Since I named the company, of course, is recognizing that one element of marketing doesn't really stand on its own. It really needs a whole team approach and mindset, whether that's the collaborative team that I've developed for staffing and for client services here at Carlson Integrated. But more than that, it's making sure that messaging is consistent across all platforms. It's making sure that when the market hears your voice, that the market isn't confused.
Yeah, you know, that's really important because I do a lot of different things, but different people want to hear different stuff. There's the people that like my cannabis talk. There's people that like my commercial real estate finance and creativity talk. There's people that like the radio talk and the fun back and forth. We have a lot of first responders that listen. I think they're interested in everything from entertainment to business news. Well, you know, they're always looking to make themselves better off, and most people are.
Well, I have a good friend who coined this phrase, value system alignment. You might know him.
Oh, that schmuck from Miami?
Yeah, that guy. So what we actually did is we isolated what we think are your values, which are positive energy, collaboration, wisdom, integrity, health, both mental and physical, philanthropy, and then profitability, efficiency, wise decision-making. So we actually tried to isolate what those values are so that we can incorporate those into specifically to your own personal social media feed to make sure that we're touching on those, because we all do business with people that are like-minded, that have the same values that we have, and making sure that we're communicating your values to all of your relationships is pretty crucial.
Wow, we're writing a book now. This is great. This is great. And thank you so much for telling all my values out there so people will know that, yeah. But I think if people listen to the show, they're going to find that out. And that's sort of what you're doing is you're lifting it out, giving sort of like a Cliff Notes version, but still allowing people to dive in and find what they're looking for. And that's the other thing we're trying to do is help people find what they're looking for.
Exactly. And keeping it on a pretty regular routine and regular schedule. Because sometimes when there's so much social media and so much content going out, things that are really important, that are important messages for Freedom Business and are important messages for you personally and for Sandstone, they may get lost in the clutter. So we want to make sure that the impactful posts, that the posts we put out are impactful, that there is good content, that people come back to you time and time again because they recognize that you are going to be providing them that content and that information, which they value so much.
Yeah, look, and I really appreciate it, and it builds my brand, and we talk about the value system alignment and people that are looking for people like them to do things, and it sounds like a whole bunch of Cheerios, and then it works. Happened all day today. It happened all day. All day. People come up and hug me and say, Jim, thank you for introducing me to so-and-so. And so-and-so says, hey, thanks for And because I'm putting everybody together and they all get along because they all are like-minded people. And I think for the majority of them, they all share those values that you highlighted earlier.
So, and, you know, all of us require a team. The reality is that no man is an island, and we all have collaborative enterprises, and you're making these great connections and these relationships with people because you value that so implicitly. And as part of that, you know, if you're going through it, you're recognizing how important that is to this show in particular. That was when we were so excited. So my social media team working on this is me and then Bree Kingsley and Christy Nickel. So there's three of us that are focusing explicitly on social media for you.
Great.
And Bree said, I want to do Wednesdays with Wanda. I want to do Wanda. And I was like, oh, I do too.
So well, that's great.
Bree's
well,
so excited. excited.
We're gonna have to
now the pressure's on.
Yeah, we're going to have to get them some pictures of Polo, too. And, you know, this is great. Well, Wanda, you are a key part of the whole personality of what goes on here.
Yeah, I just don't know how much excitement I've got going on in my life. But now I'm going to have to find it.
Well, you find excitement where you look for it.
I do.
You don't have to have much. We had excitement just here with Polo just a few minutes ago. I understand.
Excitement finds me.
I understand. You're an exciting person. Well, listen, we're going to talk about more exciting stuff with Wanda and with Rebecca here on International Women's Week on International Women's Day before a day. This is South Florida's Business Station, 880 The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business, and I'm Jim Freed. Oh, my theme song from high school.
I know.
This is great. Ooh, yeah. Honey, I'm on my way home soon. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti and Jaguar. Audi's up in Gainesville. All the great cars are down in Key West. And this weekend, join me, Wanda, and Polo at the Supercar Saturday event. They're going to have at the Lamborghini Broward store up on Griffith Road at State. No, it's at I-90, I-75 and Griffin Road. That's right. And what do all these cars have in common? Well, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, not the Lamborghinis, but the other stuff. You know, it all comes with complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Join me, my mom, and you heard about it, my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda, I'm a love machine.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Oh, hey, it's time to talk about Sandstone Realty Advisors and what I do for a living. And, hey, I'll tell you something else. One of the people that have been on the show, I've had a lot of the head of the real estate companies come on the show. One of the guys that runs one of the big real estate companies in town called me, and he goes, Jim, one of my top producers did something foolish. I go, what? He goes, he didn't pay his taxes, didn't set aside money to pay his taxes. Taxes are coming up. How's he going to pay his taxes? Got good credit, but no cash flow. Jim, can you help this guy? I said, sure, I can help this guy. So we're down the road. We're helping him out. We're going to get him his loan. So if you got a special situation, maybe you're a realtor. You got somebody from overseas. Maybe you bought a couple of investor condos yourself. The values have gone up. You'd like to pull some cash out and reinvest it in something else. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Oh.
And the home.
880. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, you're having fun on our International Women's Week, International Women's Day 2019 show. We got Wanda.
Women's Month.
It's the epoch of women.
We are celebrating.
We are. Well, my mom raised me. My niece is running the agriculture department. I think women are taking over the world. I know my wife runs roughshod over me, although I love her for doing it. I love that woman.
I got to get some. Okay.
Okay, we're not going there.
All right.
So listen. We're back with Rebecca Carlson. We're talking about how Carlson Integrated is helping me integrate my everything and make me a changed man, at least on social media and in content marketing and reaching out and building business. Rebecca Carlson, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. So I was wondering if you had a couple minutes and I would kind of walk through with your listeners, with everybody here, and ask you some questions like I would on a typical call.
Sure.
So that people can get an idea of what they would do if they were to have this opportunity and wanted to do social media and develop a plan of their own.
100%. Okay. Let's rock and roll.
All right. So, Jim, you've been doing this radio show for a little while now, and I'm just wondering, what do you think are the best parts of Freed on Business?
I think it's the positive energy and the unplanned moments and the riffing nature that we do. What do you think, Wanda?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Doesn't matter. It's all good. Go back to your thing. So I think that's it right there. That's it. You had a good time when we goofed around, you know? So what we're doing is having fun. Wanda's cracking up now.
Wanda. Okay, so here's one for you. How do you choose your guests?
I choose my guests a variety of different ways. I walk through life. I like to put on people that I meet in my life that I find interesting and appealing that I think other people would like to hear. And then Wanda sometimes finds people on the internet, like our next guest. She reached out to the lady. The lady sounded pretty interesting. So Wanda said, hey, Jim, how about this? I said, no, okay.
Yeah, that's kind of how it went.
You see? And that's it. Because, you know, you watch on TV and the guys in the NFL pregame shows, they're all laughing. It's all BS. This year we're having a good time and it's for real. And see, I think people just want to sit around and have a good time. I tell people when they're going to be a guest, I go, just sit there. We're going to have a good time. I just want to be like two people having coffee and people want to listen because we're having fun and saying something interesting. There you go.
Okay. So how do you choose your topic?
Same kind of way. Things that interest me.
Some recurring ones that run through.
Yes. So. Well, because they're things that are interesting to me and things that are interesting to the people that I bring on and that I know that listen. And how do I know? Because I go around and I talk to people. I pick up their business cards when I meet them. I put them on the mailing list. And I think it's just stuff that people are interested in. I get pulled over. I get people go, hey, Jim, we love the stuff about cannabis. Hey, Jim, we love the family office stuff. Hey, Jim, we love the real estate stuff. Is that all really true? The answer is yes. You know, Wanda and Polo, I mean, people love that. Polo's who I really, you know, no offense, Wanda, Polo's who came in and calmed me down earlier.
Oh, he's a hero.
I love that dog.
No doubt.
I love that dog. Remember, vote for Polo and the celebrity dog chef thing.
Go to Facebook.
Go to Facebook, Wanda Miles Facebook. We'll have it up on our stuff, too.
Chef Polo.
Give me more questions, Becca. Give it.
I just looked at it. I wish I was there with you because...
Is that cute? Is that too cute?
So cute.
Is that too cute?
Oh, my gosh.
Is that too cute?
You like a chef hat?
Oh, yeah. And they have videos, too. They have videos down there of the dogs cooking. It's just tremendous.
Cooking for canines.
There you go. It's great stuff. And see, that's something you can put on your page, and that ought to get a couple of jollies, because every time you put a dog on the page, it gets hits. People love dogs.
Oh,
everybody loves dogs.
Of course
maybe
they
I'll
do.
Make some recipes now.
Oh, yeah. And we need Polo's favorite pistachio dog biscuits.
Okay.
All right, we're done with that.
That sounds complicated.
We've worked that to the death now. Okay, so give me another question.
Sorry. So wait, does Polo have a preferred girl chef show host to partner with?
No.
I did the one that was all the multicolored one, the little cute fuzzy one that was all multicolored.
If Polo had a preference, then we'd want to go that route.
Well, yeah, but I think Polo's kind of playing hard to get.
Yeah. He's a mama's boy.
Okay.
Aren't all boys mama's boys?
I don't know.
I think they are. If they're not, there's something wrong with them. But we don't tend to, we don't send it to reprogramming or anything. We leave people, everybody here can be whoever they are. So, Becca, another question.
Okay, another question. Okay, so what are your goals for social media?
Oh, that's
so
a good one.
Are your goals related to numbers? Are your goals related to engagement? So there are all sorts of things you can track because there's tons of analytics on social media. So
I like engagement. I like engagement. And I think if you have engagement, then the numbers will follow. I think if you have numbers, I'm not sure engagement follows. I think if you have engagement, then you're creating a community that's active versus a bunch of observers. Although the world is full of observers and voyeurs. That's what the internet's all about. Boy, am I getting deep today, Wanda. My God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, somebody put a quarter in me and turned me into Guru Jim.
Hey, if a tree falls in the woods.
It depends on what it falls on, Wanda. If it falls in a big puddle, it makes a splash.
Oh, wow.
Before we digress.
Yeah, that's okay. I think we're having fun, which was the whole point of it, because that's what she asked us. How, what do we like to do? And this is the part we like to do best, most.
Exactly.
It's the banter.
Yes. The B-A-N-T-E-R.
The witty banter.
Oh, yeah. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
So people, most people know that companies can buy followers. And there are a lot
Yeah, but that's like a robot, right? That's like a robot or a widget or something like that. It's like a Russian hacker thing.
It's creepy. Don't do that.
Wow.
Yeah, don't do that. It's creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was just, it's just gross. Who is this? So, yeah, you don't buy followers. What you do is you create content that creates eyeballs. You try to get people on that are social. Now, let's talk about that, because this is what I want to do now. I want to focus on bringing on people that are going to play ball with us, that they're going to get social with us, because we've been bringing on these people and they don't get social. And I don't like that. I want to get on people that are social media people. You know, the CBRE people got a big megaphone. You know, Handler Thayer, they got a big megaphone. We get on some of these big law firms, some of these big accounting firms, some of these big real estate firms, and they have megaphones. And what we need to do is get their social people together with you so you can create a plan for that week so we can maximize the reach on the different social stuff and get them all on ours and get theirs, get ours on theirs, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's all about collaboration.
Did anybody follow that, by the way?
You can hear it later on the podcast.
Yeah, you can hear it later or when we're rebroadcast on Tuesdays. We forget to say that.
Tuesday at 6 o'clock.
Tuesday at 6 o'clock. We'll be rebroadcast. That's right.
I did not know that until an hour ago.
Yeah, that's okay. I kind of knew that, but it wasn't really set up until this week. But now it's a firm thing. We're going to do it. We're going to advertise it. We're going to market it. And it's going to be a way for us to reach out to people that are in their car that are, you know, just want to have a little fun, want a little info, you know, because the reality is that people aren't, I hope, writing this down. I just hope they're remembering that they heard something fun and that they remember who you are. Who are you, by the way?
Exactly.
Who are you?
No, she's Becca Carlson.
Oh,
Becca Carlson, the person that handles my social media.
She wasn't sure.
Yeah, you can reach out to her and find her at the Carlson Integrated website. You can probably reach her on her telephone if she's not making chocolate truffles.
Mm.
Probably.
Didn't even send me any. Can you believe that?
Jeez, women and their chocolate, man. You don't want to come between.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. We got some chocolate here in the office. We got our chocolate here.
I've got Snickers.
Yeah, that's right. And we got a great slice of chocolate cake in the other room, too.
Thick piece of chocolate cake.
Ooh.
That's right. Well, that's Donald Trump. That's an inside joke. You got to listen to our show to understand that one. But you'll hear it in about 5 seconds if Wanda's teeing it up the way she always does.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, Becca, what do we got going forward that we're going to do?
All right. So, moving forward, we've got ongoing social media, of course. We've got some cool website stuff that we're doing, and we're focusing on making it more of a conversation. You know, I knew that your goal was to have engagement versus numbers.
Of course.
And so moving forward, finding ways that people will actually respond and build that community, because you guys are great and people love to listen to you and people love to interact with you. And like you said, people are stopping you in cars or people are reaching out on your Facebook page. Let's make sure that we're building that community of like-minded people with value system alignment.
Oh, we're stopping it right there. Drop the mic. That was great.
There it is.
Oh, well, we're going to have you back soon, Becca. I'm going to bring Andres on, too, and talk about all this collaboration. I know he's got some stuff that he's planning to do. So we'll see you on the radio again in a couple of weeks. See you on the radio. All right. Rebecca Carlson, founder of Carlson Integrated, the person that makes me look good on the internet. And that's hard. Wanda, take it away. Becca, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a fun evening.
Yeah, stay with us. We've got a great guest up next. We're going to talk about finances and millennials, specifically with a focus on females because it's International Women's Week. Wanda, take it away. right, it's Girl Band Day today on Freed on Business.
Joan Jett.
All right, and the Blackhearts. I love Joni Jett. I saw her live in concert. She was terrific.
Tremendous.
You knew it. You knew that was coming. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. By now, you know they've got an awesome store in Gainesville that sells Audis, and their store in Key West, well, that sells all kinds of great name brands. And what do they all have in common? Well, besides being great cars, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Join Wanda Polo and me. We'll be out at the Lamborghini Broward store for Supercar Saturday tomorrow from 10 to 1. It's at I-75 and Griffin Road. It's a tremendous time for you and the kids. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
And now, here's today's Thought Bubble.
All this complaining about daylight saving time and losing an hour of sleep. Just do what I do. Don't set your clocks ahead until Sunday afternoon. That way you don't lose an hour of sleep. People are so dumb.
No, I was having a good time, and you tell me it's time to do my Sandstone commercial, and I come right up. That's what happens when you give me a call at 305-773-6300. You get Jim Freed, and you get my brain and my contacts, and I'd love to help you do your real estate deal. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Realtors call me. I help them with their jumbos and super jumbos and help them get out of trouble themselves too. Investors call me. I help them pull cash out of their deals. And my clients call me because I help them do complex real estate transactions, mixed use that just sold Wynwood Yard. Don't hate me, please. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
Oh, Wanda.
I'm having such problems today.
Oh, that's all right. It's all good.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wanda, thank you so much. We're back. We're with Natalia Alicia. Did I say that right, Natalia?
Natalia Alicia, but you know, depending on the accent, I'm fine with Natalia. It's all good.
All right, great. And she's a lawyer. She's a graduate from St. John's. But beyond that, she's Amazon best-selling author of The Millennial's Guide to the Universe. And I will opt in and I will use the word millennial, Wanda.
Good for you, Jim.
All right. So welcome to the show, Natalia. Natalie, but how do I do
Natalie.
That? I know. But I'm sorry. Remember, Miami, they say it all different ways. Welcome to the show, Natalie. So, Natalie.
Thank you so much.
You know, your book is entitled The Millennial's Guide to the Universe. How do they get a handle on the universe? It's pretty big.
Great. So the universe as to millennials, I think, is really narrow. Although we live in a beautiful, wide universe, I talk a lot about spirituality
awesome.
And purpose in life.
Oh, my kind of
welcome to our world.
Yes, and why this was completely my purpose. At 15 years old, I was crossing the street while two guys were drag racing their cars, and I got hit at 60 miles an hour as a pedestrian.
Well, listen, you know, so then what happened? That must have changed your whole life.
My whole life. You know, at 15 years old, when you see life from the eyes of someone who survived, it's unreal. And then you realize, okay, I am on this planet for a mission, a purpose, and I'm going to make it happen. And I realized I did college in 2 years, law school in 2.5, and I went through it completely debt-free. And I realized that I had to bring my unique experience and expertise to young people all over the world to make sure that they, too, could do the same thing. It wasn't that I had all, you know, that I'm a genius or some people. No. I understood the rules of the game. I learned them, and I did it. You know, in 2 years opposed to four. And it's a teachable skill.
High five. High five. It truly is a teachable skill. I know I took my nephew up to help him get into college and walked him into the financial aid office and we crafted the whole thing on the spot. So it is possible. Yeah. It is possible to do this. You just have to know what you want and go for it. Sounds like somebody we know, Wanda. Who are we interviewing? Sounds like somebody that just did that.
Excellent. Wow, you're just putting it together today.
I am. I'm the human Rubik's Cube.
He's just putting it.
So, Natalie, You know, this is International Women's Week. Is that what it is, Wanda?
Is it International Women's Week? And then tomorrow is International Women's Day.
Okay, well, that's why we're doing this.
We're getting to jump on it.
Well, we are. We are. I'm the man. You guys are the ladies. That's okay. We're all in this together. But one of the things that I think that a lot of the people that are, I like to say, under 30, under 40, under 35, whatever, a lot of people that are come out of college.
Our future leaders.
There you go. A lot of people that have come out of college with a lot of debt and a lot of people blocking their ascension into the community. You know, they have some financial issues that they have to deal with. That's one of the things that you talk to people about, isn't it, Natalie?
Absolutely. There's multiple reasons for the financial issues today for the millennial generation. Number one is we have never had a student loan epidemic. It's an epidemic the way it is today. People are talking about the American dream. You want the white picket fence and you want to go to college to be successful. However, when our parents did it, it was $1,000 a year. Now it's $60,000.
Yes, I got out with $12,500 in student loan, and that was because it was $10,000 for my MBA, 2 years at Florida.
There you go.
Yikes.
There you go.
Yeah, paid it off in 4 years. Vivian's still paying off her UM loans. They were huge. My wife went private. I went public. There you go, right there.
There you go. People are going to be saddled with this debt forever. I don't know how they'll ever get out of it.
Well, there'll have to eventually be some kind of debt forgiveness. And that's
absolutely
what's going to end up happening, because they'll have what'll happen is you won't have enough economic growth. They'll point to this as an issue, and then the people will go after it, and they'll get votes for doing it, and that's what's going to end up happening. I got to see. It's got to happen soon. I mean, you've got the world is changing. You've got gay rights. You got medical marijuana, so you have recreational marijuana. You've got the people that are younger than us are taking over the world as they should. It's their time now.
It's their time.
Now, Natalie, I know that you kind of go out there and give people advice. Now, let's say somebody has, they're looking at college, they haven't picked one yet, they're going to go to college, they want to come out debt-free. What do you recommend?
Great. Number one, you have to know what your end is in order to get there. So if you're saying, like most college students, I don't know what I'm going to do. Awesome. Go travel, experience the world. Go to perhaps community college or a public college for 2 years and figure it out. Because figuring out is great. You don't have to have all the answers at 18 years old. What I don't think is acceptable is taking on $100,000 worth of debt in order to figure it out and then still having a question mark.
You're absolutely right. In fact, one of my best friends went to UF, flunked out, went to community college, passed, got himself cleaned up grade-wise, went back to UF as a lawyer today. I guess most lawyers flunked out at somewhere, didn't they?
Probably.
So, Wanda, what do you think?
Well, I'm just wondering, I was looking at your website and all the great information you're offering there, and as a woman, I'm curious, what do you think are the most common mistakes that we as women make with our money?
Right.
Good question.
Number one is, we don't ask. And if you don't ask, you don't get women's self-worth. So I was just speaking to a very good friend of mine who happens to be the dean at Binghamton University where I went.
Mm-hmm. She's right.
And she was telling me that for every man who applies for a PhD position as a professor, they're all negotiating their salaries. For every woman that applies, same credentials, only one asks for more.
They're just hoping for a job.
It's basically this lack of education about the fact that we can negotiate. So the offer made from an employer is just the jumping off point.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the end.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I've got friends right now that are negotiating a job offer. It's very complex. They're coming out of real estate. They're going into a new field. But in real estate, you have a very long tail. Some of their things will last for 2 or 3 years, and they will be leaving hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table. Rather than walking away from it, they say, well, I really don't want to walk away. I go, dude, just don't walk away from it. Negotiate it in the package.
That's it. Everything in life is a negotiation. And I will tell you something else, too. It's not just that we're not negotiating for more, right? So, okay, we understand that women are making 80 cents on the dollar. I don't think any of us can dispute that. It's statistic after statistic. But here's the thing. We're now spending 10 times as much. And here's one example. So my husband goes to get his hair cut, and it costs him $10. And he has to do it once a month. I have to get a blowout minimum twice a month to look like a normal human being.
Wow, that's I wish my wife needs to meet you. She goes twice a week.
I just keep the hair short.
Your
that's
hair,
what I'm saying.
Your look is great, Wanda. It's all you.
Keeps it easy.
You look good.
But there you and so that's costing me at minimum 10 times what he spends.
Oh, yes.
And that's, it's crazy. So we're making 20% less and spending 10 times more. How can that be?
Well, it sounds like you're the U.S. government. Deficit spending. You're looking to raise the GDP and keep interest rates low. I know what you're doing.
Well, so
actually, rates will go up because of the high demand, but that's an economics thing. Yeah. We won't talk about that today. So
this is the issue. This is the issue I see. We're getting the pink tax left and right. We are being judged on how we look and how we present ourselves. And in order to get the opportunities, you have to present and be polished in a certain way. Ugh. That costs money.
Yes, it does.
Yes. Yes. Now, let's talk about that, because I'm a guy. I'm wearing a pair of jeans.
Jeans.
Yeah, a black T-shirt. I do have my $25 Marlin hat on.
Fancy. Fancy's dressed up today.
Actually, but I'm really, but this, I'm just going to throw this out. It has nothing to
Please
do with
do.
Anything. I just want to get, I went to Lena Villasante, the lady with the Peace Love World.
Closer to the microphone.
I said to Lena Villasante, the lady from Peace Love World, that I need black T-shirts with good sayings on them. I only have one where it says I'm a gentleman, and people wear these black T-shirts and they're not good people. I want one that says I'm a black T-shirt guy, but I'm a good person. But that's another side story.
I think I have to get you a black T-shirt then that says women's empowerment all the way. What do you think?
Only
all
if right. It's in pink.
Oh, he's so good.
You like that? I got no problem with that. As long as you got my wife's picture on the back, you can get that
there
off the internet.
Go.
My wife
happy
is
happy wife, happy life. I tell my husband all the time.
Oh, my wife is tremendous. She's just an inspiration. But that's again a story for another day. Now, Natalie, should we take a break now and go long on the next one, or what should we do?
Let's
a break.
Break it and come back.
All right, so we're gonna break. Wanda's gonna go play some great music, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about some really great stuff that's female-oriented, but men are interested in this too.
And money.
Yeah, it's money-oriented. It's common sense stuff about money. If a man doesn't ask, he ain't going to get either.
International Women's Day tomorrow. We're going to teach you how to keep your money.
That's my woman. That's at least my woman on the radio. My woman at home is at home right now. And hi, honey. And Natalie's going to be right back. She's going to give us all the tips that made her a best-selling author with her book, A Millennial's Guide to the Universe, which you can find on Amazon, so do that. Natalie, we'll be right back with you.
Thank you.
It ain't no big thing. I went to a party last Saturday night. I told you a story, it'd be all right. It ain't no big thing. But I know what I like. I know I like dancing with you.
All right. That lady is terrific. I can't wait for the second half of that interview to play. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got their Audi store. And down in Key West, well, that store down there has just about everything. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Join Wanda Polo and I. We'll be out at the Supercar Saturday on Saturday at Warren Henry Lamborghini on Griffin Road at I-75. It's a great time for the whole family. Join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Jim Freed.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Again.
And Wanda Miles.
Hashtag Black Girl Magic.
Hey, hi, now.
Crystal.
On 880, The Biz.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of 3 podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust. Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume. People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive. Make your business come alive. Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
All right, Wanda. I didn't even give you a heads up that time. Hey, if you need some capital for your real estate transaction.
You look so comfortable. I didn't want to bother you.
That's all right. If you need some real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need some help figuring out your deal? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need some good real estate muscle? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
It's a contest, Wanda.
880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, Wanda, that was awesome. Thank you so very much. I love those little bits you put together. And Natalie, we're here with Natalie Alicia. She's an Esquire. That means she's a lawyer. She graduated from St. John's University Law School, which means she's smart and she knows how to finish things. We're here today. We're talking about it's International Women's Day tomorrow, and it's International Women's Week now, right?
Why not? International Women's Month. It's Women's Month.
It's always time for women. They're 50% of the Boy, I said that was a... Anyway,
don't hurt yourself.
I almost did. So, Natalie, we're back. Now, we were talking a little bit about some of the mistakes that people make with money, and we were talking about some of the things they can do with it. But, Natalie, if somebody wants to get ahead, what do they need to do with their finances?
So, excellence is not an act, it's a habit. It doesn't matter if it's $50, $100, put money away religiously from your paycheck every time. Because that money will start compounding, and compounding growth is the best thing ever. That money will then turn into hundreds of thousands, if not more, by the time people are ready to retire. And believe me, you're going to be thanking me later.
So listen, it sounds like you're becoming the money mama. I may have dropped something here.
You did.
Oh, what did I just drop?
A new book.
Oh, whose book is that?
Natalie.
It's my book.
Oh, tell me a little bit about that one, Natalie. We were serving it up for you. Tell us a little bit about your new book.
So Money Mama is coming out on April 16th, which is the day after taxes, because I know a lot of people are looking at the new tax cut and going to say, oh, my God, what happened this year? So they're going to want to start fresh and really get a measure on their finances as for the next tax year. Now, not only is it the day after taxes, but I've always said it's the best day of the year. It happens to be my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday early.
Thank you. And Money Mama was really inspired as I was sitting on the third day of being in labor, and finally we said we're doing a C-section, at which point I started hysterical crying, and I spoke to my husband privately and said, if I don't get out of this, here is everyone you need to call for the life insurance. Here's where all the documents are. I'm speaking to my mom saying, you're going to be the guardian of the kids should something happen to Sam. And it finally hit me, because I've been an estate and trust attorney for now 6 years. I'm ranked as a super lawyer in New York for this. I love what I do. I protect people left and right. But, you know, it was only a job before, something I did. When I became a mother, it became everything, because what would happen if a mother doesn't have this in place? And 70% don't. And then, God forbid, doesn't come home that day. What happens to their children?
I talk about this all the time. In fact, my friends are listening on the radio. So when I use this in our negotiations, now you know why I'm doing it. Sometimes I'm in real estate. People like me to spec some time. I'll spec some time, but I won't spec my life. And so at a certain point, I want something in writing. And when I go for it in writing and they resist, I go, listen, it's not about me. I'm protecting my wife here.
Absolutely.
What if I have a heart attack in the middle of this crazy deal while you're yelling at me and run off the road?
They hurt my feelings.
Yeah, they do hurt my feelings, and I die of a broken heart.
And the truth is, 70% of the U.S. population dies without a will. How is that okay?
It's not, but I don't want to die of a broken heart.
Well, for sure not. And we're going to make sure that your wife never breaks your heart. Aww. Don't you worry.
Oh, my wife is just an absolute dream. My wife walks on air. Come on. That's why she can go to the hair salon twice a week.
Because
she's my wife. You need to come and hang out with my wife. That's what you need to do,
Anytime.
Money Mama.
Come on down.
When are we getting together in Miami? I love it.
Just let me know. We're on Thursdays, and we'd love to do something about ladies in finance. And, you know, maybe we can even do an event. She can come down. She can do speeching.
Financing and dancing.
Well, okay, fair enough.
I love
enough.
It.
That's what we're going to do.
I love
okay,
it.
Okay, well, there you go. And we're going to work on that. And you and Wanda are going to coordinate that. And I'll come in and I'll be the man in the room, the man with the plan.
Done.
Oh, this is tremendous. Well, Wanda, I think
well,
you found
she
a
She can
friend.
Bring her husband, too.
Well, he'll sit in the back
My
with me.
My husband's invited. Fantastic. Yeah, sure. He'll really appreciate that.
So
Thank
what is
you.
Your dad, what does your husband do?
My husband is an entrepreneur. He's a former lawyer and... He builds technology companies taking over the world in the blockchain business.
I love this
really
guy. Blockchain. Oh, I love this guy. I have lots of friends that he needs to talk to blockchain about.
Wonderful.
Oh, very exciting. So let's get back to our topic at hand. Finance, millennials, focus on women's. It's international. Women's.
Mamas.
Okay, so Mama, you ask a question. Go for it.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Well, what are some of the things that moms don't plan for and that they should be planning for? Is there like a top five?
Yeah, absolutely. So number one is they're not saving. They have to make it a religious thing that they do. Number two is they don't have the documents in place, which we discussed is an astronomical issue. They have to tackle that right away. Number three is they really have to have a talk with their husband to make sure that whatever he's doing is planning for them. Because I cannot tell you how many women have said, oh, no, my husband said that he'll take care of it.
Hold
At
on.
At that point, I tell them, run to the lawyer and make sure it is.
No, stop right there. Stop right there, because when I opened up all of our accounts, I make sure my wife knows exactly what it is, exactly why it's set up that way, and exactly who to call and why we're doing it this way, so that she's always safe. Always
Thank
safe.
Thank God. And you're one of the few. And actually, I'm so glad you brought that up. Beneficiary designations. I cannot tell you how much money in the millions goes to improper beneficiaries because people were too lazy to change the designation.
Wow. Stop right there. No, my best friend, I'm going to have to tell another story. My best friend, I go out with his father for lunch. His father goes, you got to tell, I'm going to use a different name, Bob, that you got to call him and tell him he has to get a colonoscopy. He said, I got to call somebody to tell him to get a colonoscopy? They don't know from Katie Couric? So I call, I say, I'll get one when I come home. Okay, fine. I hung up the phone. Sunday that week, I got a text that my friend had passed. He passed. I'll say it since you're a lawyer, intestate. What does that mean?
Intestate means no will. And you know what? People think they don't have a will. I'll tell you something. We all do. And it's called the state legislative code of whichever state you're in. And unless you have a traditional family, which less and less have, guess what? Your third cousin twice removed living in Idaho could be the beneficiary of everything.
Right, right. Because they just go down. They have a law. They make the law. That sets it out. And you don't want the look. No one wants the state deciding what they do. A woman. I'm going to just say it. A woman doesn't want the state deciding what she does with her body. Why is she going to want them to decide what she does with her life savings?
And can I tell you something? If there are even any savings left, because 9 out of 10 women will survive their spouse. And guess what? The spouse needs help. And it costs $20,000 a month in nursing home or home health care rate. So by the time the woman is done paying for him, what's left for her?
Bingo. Bingo. You need to have, first of all, it's, long-term care insurance. You got to have disability. If you can't qualify for disability, you really should start saving. You know, it's just, it goes on and on and on and on and on. What's another thing that people need to know about? We'll just talk again because it's International Ladies Day. What about ladies specific?
What about single women?
Oh, that's you.
Oh, I love it. Single women, my ladies.
The most ignored group.
All single ladies. Yeah, that's me.
Here's the biggest thing.
Give it to me.
We are told, be empowered, do it all. And we are. And now our careers are taking over our lives. And I have how many friends in their 30s, 40s, and 50s who would love to be mothers, but just have not found that wonderful match. We need to start saving for an IVF fund from the time we were 20 years old.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow. I saw that whole thing on TV. See, no, I'm not used to this. I didn't really realize this, but there's a whole business now capitalizing on the delayed fertility thing where they even have trucks that go around town. They do seminars. It was on TV. I saw it. I couldn't believe it.
It's a must.
how many beautiful, wonderful women I know who would love a child and just haven't found the right man. So that should hold up their decision. We're counting everything else, but who has $100,000 sitting in an account just to be able to freeze their egg and do the IVF treatment?
Yeah, but now it can be done for 20 to 15, 20. It depends. I'm not going to sit here and sell that service because there was questions right. about everything else. But the real thing is that it sounds to me, because we're kind of wrapping up here. Am I wrapping up, Wanda? Yeah, I'm wrapping up, sort of. So it sounds to me like the most important thing is to be self-aware, to be honest with yourself, to be have the, what would I say, the courage to stand up for yourself.
For sure.
And I think that one of the most important things that you need is a buddy. This Definitely. Is very hard to do Support. Without a buddy.
Support.
Yeah, a buddy system to do this. What do you think about that, Natalie?
I love it because women don't go to lunch and talk about their wills. It just doesn't happen. But you know what? We need to start talking about money because if we want to be the future presidents of the world and the future leaders, we have to be able to master the money. And with that, we can master everything else.
Yes, and men do go to lunch and talk about that. And just one thing, we are in my family. I'm going to just have to say it.
Please.
We are in my family right behind you with that women for high government office and everything else. My niece is Nikki Fried. I love you, Nikki. I love you. Nikki Fried is the Florida Agriculture Commissioner. She's the only Democrat that's elected statewide. Look up Nikki Fried. Wow. She's on the move. She's a woman Amazing. To follow. And she is a tremendous person that she's all about setting an example for her niece, Ella.
Oh, good for her.
So that's right. We have to bring Nikki into our beautiful event we're doing.
100%. All right, now Wanda.
Finances and dances.
All right, that's Wanda's got the thing. And now we're going to find the place. We're going to find the date. We already found our keynote speaker. I think we got something here. Natalie, are you going to be able to come back on a show with us sometime soon?
Anytime you guys want, I'll be just a call away.
Oh, this is a tremendous person. She's
all right.
Huh?
She's the money mama.
Yeah, she is. She's Natalie Alicia. Her current book is The Millennial's Guide to the Universe on Amazon. Her new book is, what is it? The Money Mama. I love that. Will you come up? Do you sit at home at night coming up with the names of these books? They're just, they sell
it
the book.
It pops into my brain. It just really does.
This lady is like us, Wanda. We got to have her on more. Natalie, thank you so much for being on. Thank you for playing along. And more than anything else, thanks for just being transparently terrific today.
Thank you for having me. You have been terrific.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Wanda.
Yes, Jim.
All right. We're going to give a shout out to our first responders. I want to thank our guests today on our show. And I want to thank you, our listeners, because without you, we wouldn't have a show. Make sure to join Wanda Polo and I out of Warren Henry Automotive, the Lamborghini store at State Road 84 and Griffin Road and I-75 Lamborghini Supercar Saturday. Thank you to the NFL Alumni Association. Carlson Integrated, the Turkella Brands, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I'll be broadcasting live next week from the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies conference, their annual trends conference. So listen in for a good update from there. Go to our Facebook page and like our show. Tell your friends. Join the community. Give us feedback and comments. Tweet Jim Fried, Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Website gets more and more hits each week. Thank you, Rebecca Carlson. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on the webpage, freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Fried. For Fried on Business, look for us next week on 8:80 a.m. Thursday at 6, live from the University of Florida Real Estate Trends Conference up in Orlando. Why? Because I just love doing this. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda.
Jim Fried.
You best put seatbelts on your ears.
And Wanda Miles.
Why?
Because I'm going to take them for the ride they're
on 880, The Biz.
It's the Steve-O and Renee Show.
We've got some special guests on tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow we have Paris Denard from Fox TV, a Trump advisory committee, and we have Rabbi Spiro, who's the rabbi of the national, I guess the world. We're going to be talking about anti-Semitism.
Love it.
Tomorrow, he'll be on with us at 8:30.
The Steve-O and Renee Show on South Florida's business radio station, 880 The Biz.
Minute. Wall Street investors heard news they didn't particularly